T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Jody Ambrosio, flying the plane solo, and it's always nice to talk with our good friends from Eversource. Rod Powell is the president of corporate citizenship. That's a fancy title. I like that.
It is. I like it, too.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's always good to see
you. Good to be here.
Eversource has been such a part of the community. What is it that you, in your position, feel you got to get out there and you got to let people know about what you do to help the community?
Well, it's what I've said for the last 40 years of my career with Eversource, which is...
You started when you were 6.
Exactly. Actually, I was 7. but you know, I mean, as the region goes, so do we. We're right. Not going to move our poles and wires and gas pipes and water lines. And so it's important that we have a vibrant community.
Right.
And that we're able to do what we can with respect to the economic uplift of that, but also to make sure that the customers... across all spectrums, business customers, small business, large business, residential customers, all have the same amount of attentive care and
right.
concern that we can give. And so it's always
how has that changed in the time that you've been there, Rod?
I think it's gotten we're a bigger company now,
right?
You know, and
which has its benefits,
which
obviously.
Has absolutely.
You know? There's also things that are different.
There are things that are different.
Yeah.
But there are also. I mean, when I look back, you know, the challenges are different today, but then the opportunities are much, much greater.
Right.
Technology has made huge changes in every industry, including our own, and so the things that we used to be troubled about don't bother us nearly as much as they used to. But there's still challenges with respect to how do we keep a vibrant economy going, especially in New England here,
where right.
We have all kinds of challenges with respect to, you know, just the general economics that are going on and needing to bring in large businesses and
right.
needing to make sure that there are good jobs available,
right?
That there's good training for people who are looking for jobs, and so we probably spend a lot more attention on those types of things today than we did 20 years ago.
Do you find communications with the customer has had to increase as well?
That has changed radically.
Some of that because of social media?
A lot of it is social media.
Yeah.
A lot of it is, you know, we used to bill inserts that nobody looked at. And now, and we still do bill inserts. They're still very important to our business.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a lot of interactions on social media. We have our call center operations are extremely different today than they were 20 years ago.
And I think, too, the industry has changed because of the fact that you people have responded over the last several years, especially
yeah.
when we've had issues, when we've had big power issues
right.
around the state. I mean,
right.
there was a time when things didn't go so well. But you were accountable, and people saw that.
Yeah.
And I think that gives them confidence that you know what you're doing and that you have the ability to get things fixed a lot quicker maybe than in days of old.
I think that's right. And also, again, technology. Now there are a lot of one-on-one interactions with customers. I mean, we can actually tell customers, you know, you can expect knowledge. We can tell them how fast you
right.
should expect to be back and things like individually. Customer by customer, we didn't
right.
have that capability 10
no.
years ago. So,
no, exactly.
You know, and so it's a more personable one-on-one type of a relationship that we now have with customers. I think.
Yeah, oh, I agree. And of course, it's funny though. We talk. You tell people, well, if the power's out, you go check it on your website. Well, if you don't have power,
right.
It's hard. That's like when the TV stations, and I work at Fox 61, so I can say this, but it's when the TV stations say, well, you know, we'll have all your delays and cancellations stuff. Well, no, if I don't have power, you can't hear you. You know, it's the one thing about radio. We can be portable. We can be.
Yeah, but our reliability has improved dramatically.
Yes, absolutely.
And
that's
going to
be a source of pride for you and everybody
in charge.
It absolutely
is. And it's not only a source of pride for us, but also the customers who come to realize that, you know, we have a job to do, and one of our first, you know, requirements is to provide reliable, safe power.
Where do you see the business going 10 years from now?
10 years ago, I predicted that the day would come where we would actually be able to say when you were going to have a major outage. Let's call it a storm-related outage.
Yeah.
What area of the state it was going to hit, how many customers were going to be damaged, how long the damage was going to be, those type. I still believe that that's not probably very far off.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. And, you know, your community outreach, and obviously that's a big part of what you do, is so important. And we appreciate what you do with us for the Salvation Army.
Right. You know, Salvation Army is an absolutely magnificent organization. They do great work in our communities.
And they do it, as we try to emphasize to people, 12 months a year.
Right.
We're here for 4 weeks at Christmas time.
Exactly.
But they work the other 48 weeks of the year.
Exactly. And they become, it becomes kind of a holiday thing that they're in presence of mind during the Christmas holidays when you got the bell ringers outside of the commercial stores and stuff. But all year long, they're doing the same thing day in, day out, and providing much needed services. We had just yesterday, we had an earlier this week, we had 40 volunteers over the Nelson Street facility, and they picked 500 gifts and wrapped them. I think yesterday wrapped them for kids.
Yeah,
you know, and but those kinds of things happen during the holidays. But on to your point, 365 days a year,
the
Salvation Army is out there providing much needed services to people. Let's face it, it's a tough economy for a lot of people.
All right, let's talk about one bad management decision. That's Mitch Gross. You got to explain how he's still employed. Seriously. I mean, there's a lot of people who ask that question.
No, nobody asked that question.
Everybody loves
not,
Mitch.
Not around our shop.
Because Mitch is right in front of us taking pictures. We thank you for your contribution.
I want to give you a check on behalf of Eversource.
Thank you.
Again,
we appreciate
that.
We are
so delighted to be able to be a part of this. And again, thanks to WTSC for the great work you guys are doing.
Well, this is Dunaway's. This is Dunaway's baby. I'm just like the back. You know, I'm like the backup shortstop who's got to come in and play like two. Or the backup catcher because the old guy can't go 7 days. You know. Rod, thanks. You're great.
Thank you
so
much.
Really appreciate it. Rod Powell, president of corporate citizenship for Eversource. And, of course, Mitch Gross, who helps us out so much during the year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.